I think that's why it's the success or failure of these companies is dependent upon the people.
Jeremy, you got a huge deal in place. So what does this financial position allow Sendero to do for the next year or so? Like, can you give us what should shareholders keep an eye on? And then along with that, if you can sum up the opportunity for people who are new to Sendero in a few sentences, what is this project? Why does this excite you? I could feel the excitement coming out of you here.
Well, I'm very excited because I'm a major shareholder in the company, and I think to answer the first question, what are we going to go and do? We're going to go and drill because that is the ultimate way to go and unlock value. Talk is very cheap; parrots can do it. At the end of the day, if we put some holes in there and they come up with what we think we're going to have, investors are going to get colossal returns.
Good day. Today we have a return guest, Jeremy Gillis, Director of Capital Markets, a key executive at Sendero. Welcome back, Jeremy. How are you?
Steve, I am exceptional and thank you very much for having me here today. And thank you for having us back. There's been a lot
Yeah.
of developments that I'd love to share with you.
Well, I'm excited to hear about it. Got some good news, or you have big news out. If you can tell us about what just happened and what you guys announced.
Yes, we just announced a financing last week in the context of the market. Since we put that out, it's been fully subscribed and we are moving forward with closing. I think it opens up the next chapter of Sendero, and we're very excited to now go and drill this property and really unlock some serious value.
Jeremy, what were the details of the deal and how far is it from finalizing, if you will?
We should close on or before the 3rd of December. We announced it last week. It's approximately a $4 million financing at 95 cents. It's a life financing and no warrant because we're all about keeping our perfectly manicured cap structure in good shape. So we're very happy. We're welcoming in some new shareholders, and I think there is indications of very strong interest from a number of insiders of the company. But we should have it wrapped up in normal course within the next 10 days.
Jeremy, I think the press release said that the funds will go towards exploration at Peñas Negras, if I'm saying that
Yes,
correctly.
you are indeed. It's our asset, it's in Argentina. We're very excited to go and drill this property. Yes, it's been drilled before. And for any of your viewers who have seen the last interview many, many moons ago in Q1, we came on and we talked about the potential of the company. I think around that time, the stock was trading at about 40 cents. I'm delighted for anybody who listened to the story and liked what they heard, because again, the stock has traded above a dollar. And again, to lock in a $4 million financing at 95 cents without a warrant now gives people the optionality of following us through into a drill program. I think it is also noteworthy that when you were kind enough to have us on last time, we mentioned what we were going to go and do. And we pride ourselves on doing exactly what we say we're going to do. And we said at the time we had some debt that needed fixing. That's now been fixed. We needed to renegotiate an option agreement with the government. They've been very supportive. That's also been done. And about a month ago, we put out a new geological model and update, quite robust to the market, to really demonstrate to people what we've been doing for the last 12 months. So we're very happy that we feel that we've gone and delivered on all of those, and now that we're financed to go and drill.
So before we go into what's next in the drilling part, if we can do a quick review of what we said we were going to do. You said that we talked about the finances, the geological update, as well as the government deal. Let's start with the government deal. Can you flesh that out for us?
Yes. So there was a historic agreement with the local government where I think it was $5 million had to be paid to them over a number of years. They've been very supportive because they believe in the long-term future of Sendero, and they believe that we now have the right people there to go and execute. They have been very supportive. The $5 million in payments have gone down to $65,000, which is far more manageable, a lot less money that needs to be raised. Obviously, we're not a cash flowing business, and it means we can raise money for exploration dollars. In addition, instead of $10 million going into the ground, we only need to spend five, which again shows a lot of support from them. And I think most importantly, it was to lock in 80% of their ground that they provided us. They've changed that to 100%. Now, when a province and a state mining company in Argentina is willing to discount an option deal, number one, I think it demonstrates that they are supporting us 100%, and they believe that we can go and unlock the value. Now, they actually own these resources, and they're putting their faith in us. And the people associated to the company. So I think it's a massive signal of support. They could have gone to anybody, but they've been very supportive of us. In addition, the debt that we had was about $3 million. That's now all been extinguished, and we've been able to do that with the support of those creditors, again, because they seem very supportive of the company and our ability to move this forward. I think the most important aspect is demonstrating to the market that we have a handle on the geology, because without that, you're then poking very expensive holes in the ground and potentially in the wrong place. Now, I think it is noteworthy that we had a lot of data. This project had 80 holes and about 16,000 meters of drilling. We've then taken all our data and all of the data from the giants that sit next door to us. The Lundins have done the impossible and found, and well, they're now actually moving into production. But we believe that their data from the publicly available information, plus all of our project-specific data, Alex and his technical team have built a new model, and we believe that we now not only have a fair understanding of the district, but of our property to the point where we're very confident that we're going to have an exceptional drill program.
Jeremy, if for those who aren't familiar with the story, I should have done this earlier, but if you can tell us just kind of the Sendero story in a nutshell, where are you guys? A little bit about your jurisdiction and what you're finding.
So we're in a place called the Vicuña. The Vicuña is in Argentina and Chile. It's in between the Maricunga and the El Indio belt. It's been made famous over the last few years by the Lundins with their mammoth discoveries, Filo, Jose Maria, and Los Helados. We have a project called Penas Negras. It's 211 square kilometers with a lot of historical data. And, again, we see a lot of similar the same geological footprint as the neighbors. And we came in, restructured the company. We brought in highly technical people, our CEO, Alex Kachevsky, ex-Kinross, ex-Centara, Steve McMullen, who's ex-Ivanhoe. He won a PDAC prize for his discovery at Kamoa, which is now the fourth biggest producing copper mine in the world. And I think, again, the other thing that sets us apart is we were exceptionally fortunate alongside that technical team through the restructuring that we brought in Peter Moroney, founder of Yamana Gold, and now Allied Gold, Pat DiCapo from Power One, and Eduardo Elstein, an Argentine billionaire. So we believe that we have the right rocks with the right people in the right jurisdiction, because as the governor of La Rioja mentioned when we met with him at PDAC, Peter's actually the last person to have built a mine in Argentina. So, and on top of not just having the best people available with the best rocks in the best jurisdiction that we understand very well, there's a huge value add opportunity that is still there as it was the last time we spoke. Currently, well, we're going to have to, there'll be a couple more shares after we close this financing, but we've still got 19 and a half million shares, which is a super tight cap structure that's, you know, 60% owned by management and that foundational investing group. So, you know, even though we've had a bit of a run, we're still sub $20 million company. Now, again, I would urge people, history does repeat itself. And NGEX in 2009 was a $40 million company. And that was just next door. And today, they've spun out over $10.5 billion worth of assets. So yes, do appreciate that our stock has gone up because I think it's been de-risked. But now finance to drill with sub 25 million shares that are tightly held. And again, I've been buying in the market. Peter's been buying in the market. I think this is now, and I'm not here to give financial advice, I think that this is really, really ready to rip.
So you mentioned history repeating itself. You mentioned Lundin, the neighbors, and kind of what they're finding. What kind of potential, if you can give us comps in terms of your neighbors, like land size, grade size, in terms of like potential, what are you hoping that you find and what's realistic?
Well, I think what's important is there's a lot of people out there like me waving their arms around talking about value. This has actually now been quantified and qualified, not by highly competent technical people who've all done this before. You know, Alex has worked in not just exploration, production, but development, which is really important because it's not just about finding ounces, it's about finding economic ounces. Again, we have some of the biggest statesmen of mining financing this very small company. What did they go and find next door? Well, Filo and Jose Maria, which is now one company, and Luna Hawassi was all part of one land package back in 2009, which is smaller than the land package that we have. So all of these were generated out of a land package smaller than we have. They have gone and generated 81 million ounces of gold. You know, I think it's 28 million tons of copper, and this thing is still growing. It's one of the largest discoveries in the last 20 years. So what do we think is possible? That is what we are shooting for, because that is why I think people will start to understand why we have those financial backers. Because while people like myself are playing tic-tac-toe, these people are playing four-dimensional chess, and they are looking 15 steps ahead, because that's how they go and build multi-billion dollar companies. And while we might be very small at this stage, again, the value is created in this business by discovery. And I think that we have the right people. We're certainly in the right place. Because again, there's a lot of people who've run to the Vicuña since the neighbors went and made a major discovery. Well, yeah. Sendero was actually there before that because the rocks made sense. The money is made looking 10 steps ahead. It's how you win at chess. So we're playing a very big game of chess. And the reason that we want to get it right is if we go and get this right, as the neighbors have demonstrated, and we believe geologically we have the same. And then, you know, this really is a billion-dollar opportunity. And those don't come around that often.
Jeremy, you mentioned the people around you. You mentioned you have the right property, right area, and the right people. Can you tell us about the people one more time? I know you mentioned some names, but for those of us who don't know who they are, what kind of track record do you guys bring?
Absolutely. I always worry about geologists because my first question to geologists are, what's your favorite deposit? And nine times out of 10, they tell me something that's not in production or not economic. So I think it's fundamentally important to have people who are looking at where you could be. So Alex Kachevsky, he's ex-Kinross, ex-Centaurus. So he has that big company experience. He has experience through the value chain of mining, whether it's like exploration, production, and even development. And he has 40 years of experience in this. While I know there's a lot of people who believe that AI is going to be the future of mining, Mr. Gates's company and $500 million, they haven't seemed to have found very much. The people who understand exploration have gone and found it. So alongside Alex, who's the CEO, we have Steve McMullen. He won a PDAC prize for his discovery with Ivanhoe at Kamoa that has again done the impossible. One in 10,000 prospects become a mine. And Kamoa is now the fourth biggest producing copper mine in the world. We're not a cash flowing business, so access to money is the lifeblood of an exploration company. So I think we've de-risked that by bringing in titans of mining. Peter Marrone, who founded and then sold Yamana, which I think started off as a bankrupt Argentine company, went through building mines, etc., from a $50 million company through to being sold in the billions. And then he didn't retire and take up golf. He went and did it again with Allied, and they're now building mines in Africa. Alongside him, Pat DiCapo, Power One, powerhouse in the exploration business. They've gone and financed early stage 300 companies. And, having that help is incredible. Nothing is possible without having the country in which you operate on side, your ability to operate in a country, especially in this very risky environment that the world is in. Having Mr. Elstein, who understands mining, but is understands Argentina far better, and is a powerhouse in country. We think that the company has put together not just a technical team, but a capital markets and an investor team who understand again the three, four, five steps ahead of us. And that's why I think there is such a colossal opportunity here. Because sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, all I was going to say, there's people who've earned fortunes in this business. And I'm reminded about Fruta del Norte when somebody paid $1.3 billion for it, couldn't move that project forward. The Lundins came in, bought this project for $250 million, but they had the ability to move it forward. And Lundin Gold today is a $27 billion company. The rocks do not have passports, they cannot move anywhere. The people managing them do. And I think that that's why. It's the success or failure of these companies is dependent upon the people.
Jeremy, you got a huge deal in place. So what does this financial position allow Sendero to do for the next year or so? Like, can you give us what should shareholders keep an eye on? And then along with that, if you can sum up the opportunity for people who are new to Sendero in a few sentences. What is this project? Why does this excite you? I could feel the excitement coming out of you here.
Well, I'm very excited because I'm a major shareholder in the company. And, I think to answer the first question, what are we going to go and do? We're going to go and drill because that is the ultimate way to go and unlock value. Talk is very cheap, parrots can do it. At the end of the day, if we put some holes in there and they come up with what we think we're going to have, investors are going to get colossal returns. Even though there was a number of intrinsic targets on the property, all very good, all roads lead to this area of interest. So what are we going to go? We're going to go and drill that area of interest. Because again, last time we put out, I think mineralization. I wasn't Sendero Mark One put out 354 meters of half a gram equivalent. Now, that is very solid, but that's not a company maker. And we have a number of very solid targets, but we need that whole 41 from Filo. We need something that's going to drag everybody to this project. So we believe that we are now going to go and do that and unlock it through drilling. In terms of why am I so excited? Again, I'm in this business because I'm an investor first and I'm looking for returns. Now, I'm really out there looking for a project that has our quality of people, that's in a jurisdiction that is pro mining and really open, and they've demonstrated that they're here to support us, that we understand very well. We've built mines there, we've operated there, and it comes down to your ability to operate. So we got the right people with in the right jurisdiction with the right rocks. And all of that is wrapped up in a financed drill program that we're now going to go and execute on from people who have executed on a lot more. This is nothing maiden. These people have executed millions and millions of meters of drilling historically. So why am I so excited? Because simply put, post this financing, this is going to be, call it a sub $24 million company that, should we have a marginal amount of success, is a 10, 15x from there. So why am I so excited? Because I can't go and find anything else out there, and trust me, I've looked, where I can go and get outsized returns, where very simply, over the course of the next 6 months, we will have executed and completed a drill program that, if we are correct in our analysis, we're in the right place with the right rocks, with the right people. This is, oh, and that very tight cap structure of 25 million shares, sorry, sub $24 million company, sub $25 million shares. It will be like a body of water the size of Niagara Falls trying to get through a garden hose, because there is no stock available in this. So why am I so excited? Because anybody who listened to your podcast last time and bought stock, I'm sure is deliriously happy. They're going to be even happier that if we follow that same mechanism and we follow what you saw by having us on and saying, we can see that there's something special here. We've now gone and delivered on that. It's been de-risked at a 2.5x of that price. People were willing to finance us in the market. Everybody now has that optionality on a drill program. There is no more shares. And it's a very tight cap structure, because those people who own 50% of the company are not price sensitive. They believe this has the ability to be a mine. They do believe that this can be a billion-dollar company. And Peter, to his credit, he bought stock in our last financing. It was at 12 cents. He's been buying in the market at a dollar and a dollar eight, and he knows what he's doing. Now, when somebody is willing to put their own money, and he's filing SETI, he's completely locked up, and he sees that value in it, and he builds mines. I think people can be know that this has been de-risked, and we have a solid geological model. It's on our website. If anybody's got any questions, let us know. But I think that I'd be delighted to come back on your show, if you'll have me, in another 9 months' time, and tell people that we're at a multiple of where we are. Because what we haven't been doing is the marketing, because we wanted to completely de-risk it. So I think that this is now an unknown story. Fortunately, you had the foresight with your amazing team to have us on your show. And we're just excited to keep on delivering and creating value. Because again, 60% of this company today is owned by that investing group and management of the company. So we're here to deliver value for all shareholders.
Jeremy, if you can share your website, your ticker where you're trading, and how people can connect with you and follow your story.
Our website is senderoresourcesallonword.com. All one word, .com. Our ticker symbol is SEND. We're dot V. We're on the Venture Exchange. Please go to our website. We're happy to field any questions. that anybody can provide. And we're just very excited now that we're financed to drill. We will have drills turning. This has been completely de-risked, and we really look forward to delivering exceptional results to the market in due course.
Jeremy, just so everyone knows, full disclosure, after we interviewed you last time, I did invest in Sendero. I did invest again recently. I do need to provide a disclosure that I myself am an investor of Sendero. I invested after the last interview, and then Sendero is not currently a sponsor, and I am not able to give investment advice, so please do your due diligence. And one of the ways you can do that is to visit Sendero Resources website, follow the ticker, reach out to Jeremy to learn more. I'll be sure to put the links and tickers in the show notes. Everyone, please stay smart, stay curious, stay disciplined. Jeremy, thanks again for reaching out to get back on. Always good to connect, my friend.
Steve, thank you so much. Your platform is truly exceptional. You give people like myself an ability to go out there and tell their story, which is monumentally important. And we're delighted to have you as a shareholder. I'm pleased that you, whatever we said last time, you put your money where your mouth is, you put your trust in us, and we've delivered returns. We plan on doing that because, again, should we be successful, everybody can see from the neighbors where this can go, and that's going to create huge returns. I'm not here to give financial advice, but we're very grateful and we appreciate all of your efforts.
Well, thanks for your kind words, Jeremy. Hope to have you back on.
Be well. Thank you.